Now, as we've heard, if we don't look after our teeth properly, the enamel that protects our teeth breaks down, and once it's gone, currently it can't be replaced. Now, researchers from Queen Mary University of London may have developed a way around this. They've created a protein that works like a scaffold for enamel. It's just the right shape and has the correct chemical configuration to extract from saliva the chemical building blocks of enamel. It then assembles new enamel in situ, stitching itself into the native tooth material in the process. So you could squirt it into a prepared tooth cavity and it would grow you a new tough enamel coating. Alvaro Mata showed me how.
So I took a tooth out today to show it to you.
Is that an actual tooth?
This is an actual tooth. And it actually has some lesions, which is to show you the type of lesions that we would use this material.
Gosh, there are literally like black holes. Yeah. And is that what fillings actually look like?
These are actually fillings. What we are developing is a material that would be implanted instead of these fillings, but that would actually look and behave like enamel. So what we are aiming to do is a material that can grow, it can behave as natural enamel, and can also integrate with the natural tissue.
So say goodbye to fillings. This works by placing a protein onto the tooth that helps connect tissue and arranges itself into a highly ordered structure. And that's important. Enamel is essentially tiny nanocrystals that are locked together, giving it its vital strength. Those developing crystals are then able to capture the calcium and phosphate ions that float around our mouth and keep building and building more crystals till the tooth is repaired. Alvaro led me over to a giant clear box full of petri dishes and the cavity-ridden teeth in question. At the moment, this all-important process is divided into two stages.
In the first stage, in this big plastic box, what we have is a control environment where we can assemble this protein material directly on teeth.
And that's to make sure the protein has a fighting start in attaching to the tooth and arranging itself in the most structured way possible.
Then we take that protein material and we immerse it, we put it inside a solution that is recreating the mouth environment, recreates the conditions of saliva.
For the second stage, we took the tooth out of the clear box and placed it into a beaker of watery-looking solution, which mimics the chemistry of our mouths. But I really hoped that this wasn't someone's actual saliva.
Yes, exactly. Actually, we're doing experiments with actual saliva,
oh, lovely.
Which is, yeah, for the moment, we're working with a solution that looks like saliva. And so, and again, it gives us the opportunity to understand how different compositions of that solution can affect the growth of this mineral structure.
And so is that just full of, say, like calcium and the phosphates that you need then build up, essentially?
Correct. And so we have calcium and phosphate ions, we control the acidity of the environment, which is very important, and in general the environment that is present in the mouth.
And how's it performed? What have you found? Are you happy?
We have very promising results. So acid resistance is similar to enamel, its stiffness is not quite that of enamel, but we are getting close to it. The material is integrating with the tissue, the crystals are growing within the coating and also inside of the dentin tubules, inside of the natural tissue. So the integration is also an important goal that we are working on.
Gosh, so that looks really promising. So in an ideal world, if that all happens, how would you then, you know, go to your local dentist and say, oh, you know what, my tooth's not feeling so good. How would that work?
Yeah, so what we're hoping is to develop a material that the dentist would be able to apply directly on the tooth of patients in an easy way, just like you go now and there are other materials that are being put in our teeth. But in this case, it will be a material made out of these proteins. The first challenge is to be able to do it in an easy way that the dentist can do it in a practical, fast way directly in the dentist's office. The other challenge is to have it stable so that as soon as you deposit it and you implant it, then you can start talking, you can start drinking, you can start eating, and everything, sort of that active environment of the mouth can take place. But yes, so it already shows promising properties.
Well, here's hoping. That was Alvaro Mata from Queen Mary University of London.